Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express. Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, along with former Jaguars Jeff Loggeman and Tony Baselli, provide the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Brought to you by Baptist Health and by Everbank. Jaguars Thursday begins right now. Right now.
All right, welcome to the best Jaguar Thursday of the year. Tony Baselli here. Pete Prisco across from me, which is
opening?
Usually the Monday night show.
Why are you opening?
Oh, because I'm the star. You're my sidekick.
You've never done that before. Yeah, I did it for like 8 years.
I know, but I think I'm outstanding at it.
I don't.
Well, I do. Jeff Logman's not here. He's under the knife today. I hope it all went well. He's alive still, right, Joe?
Yeah, good.
He didn't
That's
die.
A good thing.
That's good. It's good. Hey, thumbs up. And J.P. Shadrick on vacation. And
vacation? What is that?
No one really cares.
Right. But what is vacation? You take vacation during football season?
Well, a football season for J.P.'s over.
Well, it's not for me.
Well, I know. Well, now
it's not for you either.
They got the Senior Bowl. It's not for me either. He'll be J.P. will not be here next week as well. He'll be at the Senior Bowl. It'll be Jeff Loggeman, and I'll be calling in from Hawaii next Thursday. So it'll be Jeff.
Speaking of calling in, J.P. said he would call in tonight if you wanted him to.
No, we don't need him.
We don't want him? We got a whole hour. We don't need him to call in.
So next week, Joe, it'll be Jeff in here because J.P. from Mobile and me from Hawaii.
Mobile? What's he going to a gas
Mobile.
Station?
Or mobile, same thing.
Remember Mobile Gas?
Mobile Gas, yeah. We had those in Colorado. When I was
They're around
up.
Still.
Mobile. So it'll be Jeff, JP from Mobile, and me from Hawaii.
So I'm in here with Jeff alone.
Yeah, it'll be fun for you.
It will be fun.
He might be still on pain pills by then.
Well, if that's the case, you might have to just come back in another week. So, off season, but playoff
big
weekend.
Today,
big
though.
News today. I mean, I was going to say
you
the
knew
biggest
that was
news.
Happening.
I think we all had an idea. Listen, but I talked to Gus throughout the process, and Gus was literally going through the process. He wanted to interview, wanted to get a lot of thoughts, and part of the process was interviewing Todd Walsh as well. I think all of us, if we were betting, we said it was going to be Todd Walsh. For all those who have not heard yet, Todd Walsh has been named defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He was the defensive line coach. The question now is who will take that position? Will they just elevate from in-house? Or they go out and find another defensive line coach because they have an assistant there right now. And I think the other question we'll learn, does Gus give Todd the same opportunity, or not opportunity, but leeway he did to Greg Olsen, who he allowed Greg Olsen basically to come in and name his staff and move guys around and bring
Here's
new guys in.
Here's a couple questions I have about it. Okay, if you kind of had an idea it was going to be Todd Walsh, and I think deep down Gus did too. Why didn't he just name him after the season? Now, somebody asked me that, and what I said was, it's never a bad thing to interview other people because down the road, you never know. There might be a job open on your staff. You might need them down the road. Say you have success next year or a couple years and Todd Walsh leaves, you might want. So it's never a bad thing to interview people. That's what I thought. But other than that, just name him. He was going to be the guy all along. I don't think there was ever anything to be different.
I would guess.
You said it right away.
No, I thought it would be Todd Walsh. Well, I think there's a couple of reasons I would go through the interview process if I was Gus. One, the relationship building, what you just talked about, no different than you interview a bunch of guys during the draft that you probably know you're not going to pick because they're not going to be there, but you get information because when they're free agents 4 years from now, you've already started your homework saying what type of person they are. Same thing with assistant coaches. You start doing your homework, find out what they do. The other thing is you can pick their brains. What are other teams doing around the league? If they're a back half guy, talk about how they view coverage. I mean, if you're a good coach, I think good coaches are always learning and always evolving. And so take advantage of the process, interview guys, find out, learn about guys like you said, but I also figure out, what's going on out there. Maybe you can pick their brains a little bit, learn something. I mean, I don't know about you, Pete, but most of the time when you talk to somebody, so if I'm at a game and I'm talking to, whether it's you or Jason Cole or other sports writers, if it's a good one, you talk and you learn something.
Right.
And no different than if you're talking to a good player, you learn something.
Right.
Well,
I agree.
How is that any different than what Gus does?
No, I get it. It's just like people criticizing him for coaching in the Senior Bowl. I mean, again, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, listen, I don't think they didn't qualify for it because they didn't win it or lose it outright like they did the last 2 years where they were the team. I mean, this year a bunch of teams denied it. And they could have turned it down. But I like the mentality that, Gus and Dave have is, well, if we're going to be given the opportunity, would it be nice to have a week off and be doing something else and just But the reality is most of them are going to be down there anyways
right,
for a few
days.
They'd
all be there.
And why not get an extra head start
right.
and get some more intel on these guys?
It makes all the sense in the world. I don't know. I hear people criticizing
them
for it.
Well, because this is what we do, Pete.
Yeah, I don't know.
We
I
just criticize to criticize.
I don't get that. By the way, you talk about having chats with guys at games and stuff. You blew me off last
No, I
week.
Didn't blow you off.
Yes, you did. You needed something from me Friday night. Right? Did you not need something?
I did.
I didn't use it, though.
I didn't use it.
Okay, so he needs something from me Friday night. He calls me in a panic. You were in a panic.
A little bit.
And so I give it to you. And then I get to the game. I said, I'll see you at the game. I get to the game. Like 3 hours before the game, I text you. Where are you?
Okay, can we go through the process first?
Yes.
First of all, would you not agree New England is unique where the press box is completely separate from where the radio booth and the TV booth are?
But it's not. You've been in that box.
No, I'm not saying that. It's two separate things, right?
Right.
Okay. Secondly, I had my son with me, and he really wanted to get down the field and walk around. And so what happened, to be honest with you, so we went down way earlier than I typically would have because I'd usually come up to the press box, eat, hang out with you, Pete, which we've done before. He wanted to get down the field. He'd never been to New England, playoff game. He was excited. 16-year-old, he loves football. So I took him down there. Well, next thing I know, I'm down there. Andy Heck's out there, so I sit and talk to Andy for 20 minutes. Then Googs, the offensive line coach for the Patriots, is out there, and I talk to him for 45 minutes. And I look at my watch, and then that's when I saw your text. I'm like, I don't have time to go to the press box because I got a hit.
You can text me back.
I know. That was my
unbelievable.
Bad. It was not a blow-off, though. Yeah. I've been
blown off by better, you know. I mean, my God.
It was not a blow-off. It was just.
I wanted to hear about the Italian meal the night before.
Oh, my Pete. It was unreal.
Because I bumped into him in the airport going to the –
I was
going to Boston, and he was going to Providence. And
you know one of the little kept secrets in this world is that Providence, Rhode Island, has some of the best Italian
food. Oh, fantastic.
In the entire
world. Federal Hill is famous for Italian food.
I mean, it rivals New York.
Yeah. Oh, without question.
I had this veal saltimbocca, first of all, was outstanding. But for the appetizer, they brought an antipasto plate, which is my favorite. But they brought these big meatballs out as well.
Oh my God!
Homemade meatballs in a like a homemade red sauce.
Oh.
That was just the start. And then my meal is I got two meals. I got the saltimbocca. But they are known for their bolognese, so I got a thing of bolognese with the saltimbocca.
I'm not a big fan of bolognese.
Pete, the best bolognese sauce I've ever had in my entire life. Best.
What did your son have?
He had the bolognese. He said that we left, and then dessert had four different desserts on the
cannoli.
Table, which I ate the most of them.
Did you have a cannoli?
No, they didn't have. They had these like, they didn't have cannolis, but they had a tiramisu that was the best tiramisu I might have ever had. They had a cheesecake. They had a chocolate cake, and they had these other like dumpling things with ice cream.
I went to the Celtics.
And a bread pudding.
I went to the Celtics game.
It was a bad game, I heard, too.
It was terrible. I bought a ticket, too. I you know what?
I told you to call me. I could have got you a ticket.
I know. I bought a ticket. I wasn't sure if I was going to go, and I went and got a ticket. And I was down by the court. It was a good seat, but terrible game.
They played the Phoenix Suns.
And Phoenix didn't want to play that day. They just I mean, it was a blowout.
So yeah,
$10.50 for a beer at the Celtics game, by the way.
That's a lot expensive.
$10.50.
You know the best part about my meal Friday night?
Who bought it?
My boss.
He really?
Didn't spend a dime.
That's always good.
Oh. It was outstanding, Joe.
What did you think of the game?
I thought the game was when Kansas City couldn't finish drives early, I knew they were in trouble.
I also thought their plan was bad on defense.
Well, I didn't understand why. I mean,
why play so off?
You have to be aggressive. You have to knock Edelman around. Take chances of getting some penalties.
Right.
Get beat over the top maybe once or twice.
And Edelman's not going to run by you usually.
I don't understand it because they never could get the rush to Brady. Because he got the ball rid of the ball in 1.8 seconds.
Right.
So the play on defense was bad. I didn't like. Offensively, their hands were tied behind their back a little bit because Macklin was 50%. He wasn't out there.
Yeah, he went.
And when they couldn't finish drives, everything besides finishing drives, they were brilliant. They controlled the clock. They managed it very well. But they settled for field goals. If they would have turned those field goals early to touchdowns, it would have been a fabulous game. And we could talk about this. Joe's boy, Andy Reid, Mr. Clock Management himself.
Terrible.
The slowest two-minute drive. So they get the ball back. For everyone, if you didn't watch the game, they're down two scores. They're down 14.
Six and a half.
27-13. Six and a half minutes left. So they get the ball. They come out of break, and I say, listen, right now is the time. You have to go hurry up. There has to be urgency. You go 2 minutes from the rest, so you need two scores. You have all three timeouts. You score in the next 2 minutes, kick it deep, get a stop, get the ball back. You can go into overtime. Dink. So, like, dink, dink.
Huddling, too.
Huddle, dink. And I go, sooner or later, you have to get chunk yardage. You can't dink. You can't dink. Dink. Receiver doesn't run out of bounds. Dink. Stay in bounds. And there's no urgency. And then out, they throw the deep one to Albert Wilson, about a 30-yard pass. He has a 5-yard cushion, Pete. One-on-one with 5 yards, no one around him. He somehow gets tackled on the one.
I know.
You either score.
Or you go out of bounds.
Or you go out of bounds.
I know. He, and then they let the clock run right
And
in.
Then they're huddling up.
It was the worst I've ever seen. Belichick's decision to throw on second down wasn't very good either.
Lucky he didn't get picked. It hit
Bahali
in the chest, in the hands. If he did not have a broken thumb, he might have picked it and taken it the
what
other
way. What are they doing there?
Terrible.
I mean, that's about the 10th time Belichick's
Terrible.
Gagged on a big end-of-game situation.
Terrible. They got away with it. Listen, I think you could argue that the overall better team, I mean, complete team, is Kansas City. I mean, the way they're able to control things, the line of scrimmage, everything else. The one thing, I thought it was tactical, not pressing the receivers.
Right.
And not being more aggressive on offense.
And the flip side was tactical for New England because they attacked. They threw 11 straight passes to open the game, 14.
And not one longer than 8 yards.
Right.
Another thing I didn't understand, they got that Chris Conley, the rookie from Georgia, because Macklin's hurt.
He can fly, too.
He's a 4.35, 6'2", with a 45-inch vertical in New England's playing single-eye safety right. The entire time. And I'm yelling in the booth, Andy, tell Conley to run as fast as he can and throw it up as high as you can in a 50-50 ball. Do it three times. You're getting PI or a catch, one of them.
Right.
And they never went deep.
Oh, what do you think of the left? What do you think of the left guard for Kansas City? He's an unrestricted free agent.
Jeff Allen?
Yeah.
I thought he played well. And on the tape, I thought he was physical, big guy.
What about him here in a situation where you bring him in and then you move either Linder or Cann to center?
I think, listen, we said that, Pete, you and I talked about that. And I think that either you could see a center being signed in the offseason.
There really aren't any.
We'll get into free agency after this. Or you get a guard, a big guard in here, and you move Linder or Cann down.
But don't you think he's the kind of guy that would fit in there, a big physical kid that could – I mean, he's a good physical player.
Absolutely. No. All right, we got to go to break. Get tickets for the 2016 season today. Visit jaguars.com/tickets or call 633-2000. When we return, more Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Southern Ford Dealers. I'm Pete Prisco with Tony Baselli. No JP Shadrick. Do we miss him?
No, he's at like Club Med right now.
Is he?
They have Club Med in Alabama and Birmingham?
No. It's probably freezing in Alabama right
Club
now.
Club Farm?
It's going to snow all over this country in the next
Not
couple
here.
Days. Yeah, that's the one thing about... If the game had been in New England this weekend, it would have been a problem because they're supposed to get pounded.
They're going to get pounded in Charlotte, Pete.
Yeah, I know, but they're not getting pounded in Denver where I'm going, which is a good thing. Remember my motto, right?
It's good for me.
Yeah.
If what happens, though, if all the airports are shut down, the teams are going in tomorrow because you have to get there on Friday. So Arizona will get there. They might even go tonight. So they'll be there. But they're talking about airports, everything.
But I don't know if Charlotte's going to get the – I think it's more D.C.
No, I just was talking to somebody in Raleigh, and everyone's trying to get out now because they're sure everything's getting shut down.
Yeah, I don't know. That's going to be – I hope the weather doesn't impact the game. I hate that. I hate it. You play – like you're Arizona. You play the whole season, and you got to go to Charlotte, and it's going to be nasty.
That's part of the NFL home field advantage. Win more games in the regular season.
Yeah, but you don't think Charlotte's going to have that kind of weather?
It doesn't matter. Go win more games.
Yeah,
what if you had to go to Green Bay?
I'm not saying that I don't understand the process. I just hate to see a game impacted by that. It was like the Minnesota-Seattle game. That was terrible. You were there, right?
I was at Washington.
But it was terrible. I mean, it was freezing out. Who the heck wants to deal with that garbage, Tony?
So I'm looking at Charlotte right now.
Go ahead. Let's see her play the weatherman.
Charlotte will have – let's see here. So right now in Charlotte, it is in the 30s. Tomorrow, Friday, they're going to get some snow.
Yeah, some snow. That's nothing.
and then freezing rain all day. 100% chance.
Okay, well, that's not going to impact the game on if it's happening on Friday.
I'm talking about travel in.
Okay.
Saturday, snow starting at midnight and snowing until 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, so it'll be gone by game time.
Yep.
You'll be driving in it to go do the game.
Yeah, I don't
the airport won't be open.
It's going to be shut down.
Right. So.
You know what? That's good for me.
Right. You're learning. He's already learned.
It's good for me. Come on, snow. Airport shut down.
Yeah, but you're going to be driving in a snowstorm.
I don't care. I'm going to do the NFC championship game.
Yeah, but you're going to be driving in a snowstorm.
NFC championship game.
Is that your Colorado background that you'll be able to handle that? You haven't lived in it in 20 years.
I'll tell you a story. 2 years ago. Maybe it was even 3 years ago now. I was doing a game in Kansas City, the playoffs, flying back, and I was, for whatever reason, I was flying on old U.S. Air before it got bought, and going through Charlotte. Land in Charlotte, plane's delayed because there's snow in Kansas City, land in Charlotte, and sprint to my gate. The plane's there, but they shut the doors. They don't let me in. And I knew I had to get out that night because there was snow supposed to be coming in. And I begged and pleaded. They said no. So go get a hotel room. They said, we'll put you on the first flight tomorrow morning. I said, that flight's not leaving, though. They go, yeah, it's scheduled to. Wake up the next morning in a Holiday Inn, wherever it was, or Courtyard Marriott, and look outside, and there's 5 inches of snow on the ground. Call the airport. Airport shut down. Blizzard conditions outside. So I call some friends in Charlotte, and they said, if it stays like this, this airport will not be open until Wednesday.
And they can't handle it.
They can't handle it. So I went – got a rental car, Davis, and drove in the blizzard all the way to Jacksonville.
You did.
And I was the only car on the road. And then as I got going through like the hills and mountains areas, it was me and semis. And I grew up doing it.
It's scary driving in that.
It didn't
stuff.
Bother me one bit.
Oh, I hate that. I hate it. I remember when I lived in Colorado when I first started working at the Denver Post. And one night I was out and it snowed. That night when I was out and I had to go home and I was.
But if you grow up in it, it doesn't matter. You don't think about it.
Yeah, but they hadn't plowed the roads
yet.
It
doesn't matter. You just go.
Come on, Tony.
I grew up from a little kid with my parents driving it. And at 16, you know, back then when you were 16, they threw you out and it was like the deep end. Just go drive. And you learn to do it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So listen, I have no problem with it.
But it looks like you might be doing that game on Sunday.
And I think it's going to be a great game.
I do too. I think both games are going to be great games. Hey, you mentioned free agency. And I mentioned Jeff Allen.
Yeah.
And that's legitimately a possibility, don't you think, for them to sign a guard, maybe
yes.
Osemele or somebody like that?
I think Osemele is the best guard in free agency.
Right, but he might cost you the most.
Well, that's fine. You have all the room in the world.
But how much do you pay for a guard, though?
Well, Pete, if you have the money and you have $80 million of cap room or $60 or $70 million of cap room, who cares?
Yeah, I guess.
You're not paying the quarterback for another two.
And not paying the receiver for another two. Right,
I mean,
get
what
it.
Does it matter?
Right.
I mean, if this guy's going to get us to the playoffs,
yeah.
And in the AFC, right. When Peyton's done, Tom's not getting younger,
right.
And we can go in and make a run in the playoffs right now?
So you would be okay with signing Osemele or Jeff Allen?
I would sign Osemele tomorrow.
Okay, so if you signed Osemele.
Now, but here's the thing.
Which one goes to center?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I think Can looks more like the center to me. Linder looks more like the guard.
I'd be fine. Linder's played center before in college.
Yeah.
So maybe Linder just
because. Doesn't Can look more like a center?
Yeah, I think Can's not as tall and big. I mean, he's 6'1", 6'2", max.
Right, right.
But still, it's secondary signing that guard to signing defensive guys.
Correct.
I mean, you got to go load up on that side.
Correct. And they're going to. They're going to. But I mean, I think the one position on the offense right now, and people will say Jokel, but I'm not going to go there because I think that position is a problem position in the National Football League, not just here. But if you can get the interior of that offensive line settled, that means you're going to run the ball. That's something they didn't do.
They got to do better than that.
Right. So
I know you don't believe in running the ball.
No, I believe in running the ball because you got to, like, just you run it, you throw to score, and you run to win. You got to run in the fourth quarter. That's what I'm a big believer in running in the fourth quarter.
Unless you're Tom Brady.
He doesn't run.
He just throw it every day.
I would like to be – I asked Steven Jackson after the game. I go, Steven, I go, this is the night that the running back died officially. And he's like, I don't care. I just want to get a ring. He doesn't care.
No.
They came back to get a ring. He doesn't care if he's – all right, so let's talk more about the defensive guys in free agency.
Yeah, I'm looking up
– what do you think of Bruce Irvin?
think Bruce Irvin's a good player. I think he's a speed guy, not a lot of power. I think he's limited where you can play him. I think you have to play him at linebacker on first and second down.
And then put his hand
and
on
you put him with his hand down. I mean, his rookie year, Seattle tried to play him at that Leo on first and second down, and he got just killed.
Here's the thing about him. He said he would give him a hometown discount.
Yeah, until he gets more money.
Until he goes to the agent, and the agent says, "What are you talking about? They're not going to take a hometown discount."
Well, not only that. So listen. We'll make up numbers. So let's say the Jaguars are offering you $10 million a year. He won't get this much money, but I'm just trying to do easy math. And Seattle comes in at $9 million a year.
Right.
Well, now you have to also calculate the state income tax.
Right. Does Washington have state income tax?
Maybe it does. Maybe it
doesn't. I'm not sure they do.
Okay, if it doesn't, then it doesn't matter. Cost of living in Seattle is more.
Right.
I mean, you start.
But still, if it's a 5-year deal, you're still talking about $5
million. $5 million. So my question is.
Right.
And let's say you're only going to plan on making the first three because everyone gets cut. So $3 million, are you going to give Seattle Seahawks a $3 million
no.
discount?
And he's from the South. I mean,
I don't
he's
care
from
where you're from.
But I'm saying that would even be more. I think he would be one guy that I would go after. You know why, Tony? I think he brings a nasty. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, there's so certain, let's do this.
There's certain guys who are nasty.
All right, when we come back, we're going to go to break here. Joe, get ready.
Ready.
When we come back, Pete, I'm going to go through the top 20 2016 unrestricted free agents.
You know what I like? All during the season, you fought me on this. I'm not doing it.
We're going to go through the 20 top unrestricted free agents this year, and you're going to tell me, if you're the GM Prisco, who
I
they should pick.
I play that role a lot.
All right. Republic Services, the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida, the official waste provider of the Jags, and have been proudly serving the residents and businesses of Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. When we return, talk about free agents and more Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars Radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
This portion of Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Fanatics.com. Where's JP? We don't know where he is.
He'd be going, "Last portion is brought to you by..."
Right? Instead, it's Tony Baselli and Prisco.
And then Jeffrey Loggeman, it went under the knife today for a little shoulder procedure. So we give our best wishes.
Yeah, that is a HIPAA violation. By the way, what was Jonathan Cyprian's surgery?
According to the paper, something about the another sports hernia. That's what the paper said.
We got a lot of sports hernias around here. What's going on?
I don't know. Are you going to get up to the mic or are you just going to listen to us?
We're going to fix your team.
All right, Dave Caldwell, GM. Now, you just have to – so you're going to play – we're going to switch roles here, all right? You are going to be media member.
Okay.
And be critical and talk about things like you're an expert. You really don't know what you're talking about.
I've seen Episcopal play this year.
So you're perfect. You can do that. That's a good start. So you got it now. We're doing well.
Oh, man.
And then we're going to go with Pete Prisco, who's going to be the GM.
Okay.
All right. And so we're going to go through the top 20 free agents that are available as of right now.
And if I was the GM of this team, would I go after them?
Who would you – you have to prioritize how you're going to go after them and what are the opportunities, chances they're going to be available.
What about you? Are you going to play along?
I'm going to be moderator.
No, you can be assistant GM.
I'll be assistant GM. All right.
You play that role.
Head coach.
I'll be head coach, whether I want these guys or not. All right. First guy is Von Miller, Denver Broncos linebacker.
Hell yeah.
Okay, but the question is he going to be free? Dave, is Von Miller going to be free?
No. You'd have to ask John Elway.
But based on your knowledge.
I'll play John Elway. No.
They're going to franchise him at worst case scenario. Right. And they're going to have extra money because Peyton's gone.
Yeah, he's not getting out.
So who else do they have as free agents? Have you guys looked at that?
They got Trevathan.
Yeah, Malik Jackson.
Malik Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just signed the.
Yes and yes.
I would take both those guys.
Okay. What about who's going to play quarterback for him?
See, look, he's asking questions. He's asking questions.
He's good. Osweiler.
Okay.
So they got to pay him. That's going to be a tricky deal to get done. Because
how much money they got left in the cap?
So you think that Von Miller might be free?
I'm just asking. I don't know. I'm a media member. What do I know?
Oh, that's a shot there.
I like that. So
Miller will be prioritized. But I say this, though.
Okay, Von Miller's free.
They have Shane Ray. They have Shaq Barrett. They have young pass rushers.
They did a nice job with Shaq Barrett and Shane Ray.
All right, so if
they got that guy, DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, but
he's free, too, I think.
And he's at the end of it. I think he's got another year.
Another year, but he's at the end of it.
All right, so let's say Von Miller's free now. Where do you rank him as your
one?
One.
One.
Okay,
and
he
one
has often
one.
Okay, as I'll play slash coach. Now I'm a coach. I'm concerned. All right, Mr. GM. I love Von Miller as a player, but he is one strike away from being suspended for a year. Are we sure we want to bring this risk into the building?
Well, sit him down and talk to him and find out what the what you feel about him.
Can't do that.
Can't
talk. Bring him in. You can bring him in on a visit.
How many visits happen before the first day of free
Zero.
Agency?
Zero. So we have to cheat now. We understand that. We're going to be breaking.
Like everybody else does.
We're going to be bending some rules here,
I'm a rule bender. Not like Michael Hug when he used to go to Hawaii and cheat.
They tried to get him before they left the Pro Bowl.
I'm not going to do that.
All right.
But, yeah.
So,
look,
but
I would it be concerned me? A little bit.
I would take Von Miller. You have to structure the deal, though.
You're the coach. You don't want him?
I would take him absolutely in a heartbeat.
Where would you play him?
I'd play him at auto and then rush him on third down.
Okay.
And let's not forget that the other guy who plays Leo can go inside. He's a big kid.
Who? Dante Fowler?
He can play with his hand on the ground.
Yeah, but he's not going to play inside three technique.
But in passing downs, he can go inside.
He can.
Yeah, but I mean outside. Right. But, well, I like Von Miller on one side and Dante Fowler on the other side.
Of course you
and
do.
We'll get whoever's
okay,
inside.
So you're okay with my
decision. I like, yeah.
Okay.
Could you play him at, could he play auto? I know you're.
I think he could do whatever he wants.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. All right, so we're going to.
He's a media member. What's he know?
We got to structure it, though. We have to structure it in a manner that is favorable. Josh Norman, I don't think he's going to be free. And I'm not sure.
Here's the other thing about Josh.
He's a little system guy. How great was he before?
Right. He plays a lot of
zone. A lot of zone coverage. Right. He's not a.
But he'd fit their defense.
You like Josh Norman?
He can't say that.
No, that's a report. You like Josh Norman?
Yes.
Would you sign him?
No.
I wouldn't either. I think too much money. And I think he's. I don't think he's
going to
be free.
I think you get a cheaper corner and do okay with that.
I don't think he's going to be free. Muhammad Wilkerson, New York Jets defensive end.
Yes.
I'd pass.
Why?
He's going to be he's a 4B, so he's the big defensive end position.
I think he plays he's lighter not a, than that. I think he plays lighter than that.
He's not a Leo at all.
No, but he can rush the passer.
He can rush the passer, but if you sign him, now you have to, at that point, you have to put Jared Odrick in at the three technique, and you make him, have a lot of money.
Here's what
there.
I'm doing. I'm going to play GM, and I'm going to overrule the coach
okay.
here and stop talking about Leo and Otto and Visco and everything else and just get football players, okay?
All right, sorry.
Muhammad Wilkerson is a football player,
so,
and he can rush the pass.
So far we got Muhammad Wilkerson.
If you can get both of them.
And we're going to go for both those. All right, next thing is Alshon Jeffery.
How much are you going to pay for him?
Yeah, what do we
got? Well, I mean, we got to start.
Well, we're going to prioritize first, and then we'll start breaking down contracts. We got some time here.
Alshon Jeffery, no.
No. Cody, Cordy Glenn, no. Jason no. Pierre-Paul, please say no. Because as a coach, I don't want him. I don't want the one-arm guy rushing.
I wouldn't, no.
I mean,
if I get them other
he
guys,
he can't
no.
even tackle. We watch him hit show tackling.
If I get those other guys, no.
No, if he gets some like special surgery.
Look, let's put it this way. He could take the other hand off and he'd be better than defensive ends in this building, okay?
Easy.
You have any comments from the media? Anything the media would like to say about that? Okay.
So is Loggeman with the bad shoulder right now. Come to think of it.
All right. So we're passing on JPP. Eric Berry.
In a league where that position.
Is he going to be free? I don't see.
Maybe.
What's our cap situation?
I don't even know what their cap situation is. I haven't done the studies. Can we get Walsh in here? Where's Walsh?
Yeah. They got some guys they might want to bring back, too. I would bring him back. I think he comes back.
All right.
But if he's free. There aren't many of those guys.
If he's free, now I know because I've cheated on this list a little bit. Weddle's down the road.
Would you take
Perry?
Barry's younger.
Would you take Berry or Weddle?
Barry's younger, but he's going to cost more.
Okay, which one? You're the GM.
I'm taking Weddle.
So you're gonna leave. They're both available,
right?
You're going Weddle over
because I think there's going to be a significant amount of money difference there, and I want other guys. I'm
okay,
greedy.
So now you have. Here's your options: Berry, Weddle, Reggie Nelson.
No, Reggie Nelson's 30. Yeah, 30.
He's 1 year
older.
He's 1 year older than he's 32. Weddle's 31. Eric Berry's younger than
Weddle.
Ball.
I take Weddle.
So you're taking Weddle out of that group, okay?
Berry's
so
going to be too expensive.
Eric Berry's he's not going to be any more expensive than Von Miller. You just paid.
No, but I'm prioritizing the front.
All right, Malik Jackson.
Love him.
All right, so you have to choose though. You can't have Malik and Muhammad Wilkerson
first, and then I'll choose.
So there's a possibility, Malik.
Love Malik Jackson, and I don't think he's going to be the money that Muhammad Wilkerson.
Okay, so we can come back to that. Olivier Vernon,
26 years old pass rusher, hard to find those guys.
Had a bad first half of the year.
bad, but came on in the second half and played really well. If
so, we're going to put him on the side, too. He's a possibility.
If Von Miller goes out of the picture, then I might go Olivier Vernon.
Doug Martin.
No. No. Running backs, they grow in trees. No.
Doug Martins do not grow in the trees.
They grow in trees. No. They're everywhere. You can find them everywhere. There's a million of them.
So you wouldn't get a favorable deal to have and have two backs back there?
No. You could draft one in the fourth round. You find
why would you? I mean, we need to draft defense, though, don't we?
If one's there in the fourth round and you sign free agents, why not take them?
Okay. All right. So no to Doug Martin. Bruce Irving.
Yes.
So we're going to go Von Miller, Bruce Irving, Malik Jackson, and Muhammad Wilkerson. Well, how much cap room do we have, media member? You know that.
$60 million when you get rid of a couple guys.
No, it actually goes up closer to 80 if we get rid of guys.
Yeah, and I'm getting rid of, since I'm the GM.
So who are you getting rid of?
Beatles. Goodbye. Who else? There's one more I'd get rid of.
Are you going to re-sign Mercedes? Yes.
Yeah, it depends on what the price is.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'll give him a better minimum if he wants it.
All right. So
come back and block.
Puzz?
I got my own theory on that one.
Well, you're the GM. I'm asking.
I want fast. I don't want.
So now you're first and second down?
Yeah. I'd keep him for first and second down.
$150 million projected. All right. Well, Joe will have to explain what those numbers mean in a second. All right. So we got Bruce Irving, you like. Russell Okung?
No.
Eric Weddle, we've already said yes. Sam Bradford, no. Kirk Cousins, no. Matt Forte, no. Andre Smith, no. This next guy, I'm going to have to weigh in and say yes. Danny Trevathan.
I like Danny Trevathan. Again, Ron, you got to give me
speed. We need speed at linebacker. Yes. As a coach, I'm asking for more speed at linebacker,
right.
Please.
Okay.
Janoris Jenkins.
If Norman's not the guy, that's the guy right there.
And you can get him much cheaper, too,
yeah.
Can't you?
The only problem is he's got some strikes against him, too. If I'm not
how
sure.
Many strikes? Right? The media usually knows how many strikes. In the media, do you know how many strikes he has against him?
Yeah, I think he's got a couple. But you know
can
what?
The media say no comment?
Yes. Yeah,
they
can.
The other corner at St. Louis isn't bad either, and he's a free agent, Trumaine Johnson.
Well, they're going to sign one of them.
Right.
They're going to get one of them.
But Trumaine Johnson.
How's their cap situation?
Trumaine Johnson's bigger.
They're not paying a quarterback, so you'd think they'd have a little bit of.
Well, they paid the quarterback a little bit of money.
Not much, nothing significant.
I'll look and see exactly what they. Okay, keep going.
And then we go to Brock Osweiler. No.
No.
Derek Johnson.
No, too old.
No. Chris Ivey. No. Kelvin Beachum. No. Ryan Fitzpatrick. No. Haloti Ngata. No.
Too old.
What about a guy like Lamar Miller?
No.
If you get him cheap as that airback.
Stop with the running backs. You can find them everywhere.
I understand that, but why not find a young guy as an airback to come in?
Find a young guy and draft him. Find him in the fourth round.
If you can get him for a couple.
What round was David Johnson taking in?
Third. So you're – okay, here you're not thinking straight now. Gina.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. Why would – if you can spend minimal money because backs aren't going to get a lot in free agency and a guy down the line like Lamar
Miller.
What are
you talking about, a two-year deal or something?
Yeah, like a two- or three-year deal.
Yeah, I mean,
why wouldn't you do that instead of wasting
get him
money?
On a two-year cheap deal?
Three-year deal.
You're not going to get him on a three-year cheap deal.
All right. I would look at Lamar Miller.
By the way, here's
a couple
other guys.
If everybody thought the way you did, you would.
Right. Well, they should think the way I do.
No,
just watch
do.
New England.
Yeah, here's see, one. Lamar Miller is a
here's
chance.
One for you.
Breaking news.
Here's one for you. The guard mentioned earlier.
Jeff Allen.
Jeff Allen, possibility. And
why is Osalemi not on this list?
I don't know. Why is
whose list are you looking at?
It's just NFL Network.
Media?
NFL Network, yeah.
How about
my media brother?
Yeah,
here's
media
one.
Brother.
And there's a couple guys.
Kelechi Osalemi is the guy I go after.
Isn't Tom Johnson in Minnesota a free agent? I think he is.
The defensive lineman?
Yeah, he's a good player and cheap. I'm talking about down the line guys. Here's a guy. William Hayes is an older player, but in a rotation –
can rush passer.
Yeah. Eugene Sims.
What about Prince Amukamara?
I think Janoris Jenkins is better, and I think the other kid is better than Prince Amukamara.
When are we going to have the press conference?
How much am I spending? Am I spending it? What am I getting?
All right. So.
Tell me how many I can get, and I'll.
You get to pick. You get to pick two big name guys.
How many defensive players can I get?
Anywhere you want. Two big name guys, marquee guys, and four. Middle range, down range guys.
Two marquee guys and four middle range. Okay.
Yeah.
Von Miller, one.
Okay.
I'm paying him whatever the hell he wants. I'll pay Wilkerson.
Over Malik?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll pay him.
I disagree with
that. I think he's better.
Okay.
And okay, so there's my two dominant defensive players.
What are you trying to accomplish?
Huh?
What are you trying to accomplish?
Get as many front seven players as I can to rush the passer.
Okay.
Why, all right, here we go. We're going to come back. Will you stay media member until the next break? Until the next break? Can you stay? We're going to have a press conference, and we're going to ask questions to the
great.
GM.
That's all great. Right. There's no free food down the hallway. So you can stay.
Get the,
you know,
get the latest
are.
Transportation news and information on the award-winning Making Moves TV show. Watch every week on the first Tuesday of the month at 12:30 p.m. on WJXT Channel 4 and every Thursday after Nightline on ABC 25. When we return, we're going to do the press conference where media member Dave Caldwell grills GM Pete Prisco right here on Jaguar Thursday on Jaguar Radio or whatever station we're on. Oh, Jaguars with an S radio.
Welcome back to the HananiaAutos.com studio. Jaguars Thursday, presented by Kangaroo Express, continues right now.
Check out the Hanania Automotive Group. They've got 10 brands, hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and thousands in savings. Tony Buscelli, Pete Prisco, no J.P. Chadwick, no Jeff Logman, but we have a distinguished member of the media with us today, Mr. Dave Caldwell. We are now going to have a press conference, Mr. Prisco.
No comment.
As a GM, you have to sit before the media now. You just picked Von Miller, Muhammad Wilkerson, Eric Weddle, and which corner did you get? Was it Janoris Jenkins you went after? Or
Trumaine Johnson.
Well, he's not on the list. Oh, Trumaine Johnson.
Yeah, he's on my list.
All right, those are the four guys. And I asked for Danny Trevathan. Could you maybe get him as well? And you – can we try to
will
get
you buy
him?
Me a beer at the combine?
Sure.
Okay.
All right,
I'll get you Danny Trevathan.
So with that said, any questions from the media?
Yes, in honor of Vito. Who is going to be your third-string quarterback, and will he be able to compete with Blake Bortles?
Who cares? If you're talking about the second-string quarterback, you got problems. If you're talking about the second-string quarterback, you're Houston.
Every press conference, Vito asked me about quarterback, so I figure we'll start off with that one. Regardless of who we sign or who we draft.
The third string quarterback.
He'll ask about every quarterback. Any other questions? Let me ask you a question, Mr. Media Member, since you're not used to being the press. As we approach free agency,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a lot of cap room. I mean, that's no secret.
Right.
And purposefully. I mean, sure. I mean, would it be accurate that you have held back at least the first 2 years, spent a little bit more last year because of where the team was?
Yeah, I think for where the team was, and the number one key was making sure we had the key piece in place, and that was quarterback. And that gives us a chance to win every week. So now that we feel good about that, let's not waste it, and let's make sure we build the team around him, and not just offensively but defensively.
I'm going to ask the media member this question. If you brought in four defensive players in free agency, does that change the priority in the draft, or does that do you continue and just pound on it and pound on? Because your offense is pretty darn close.
Yeah,
I mean you got pieces at every spot.
It's close, but we don't want to settle either. We want to, you know, what were we at the end of the year? I think the 12th or whatever.
Right, we were
somewhere between 10 and 14. Depending
we
kind of
bounced around
like
on around 10.
I think the last 12 weeks we were number one in scoring. But we want to continue to be, you know, top five and. You know, we feel like with experience and with our players just growing and our coaching staff and continuity that we're going to be better than we were this year. But let's not neglect it either. If there's a player or a piece that we can get in the draft or somewhere along the line, well, we're going to go after it.
We just went through the exercise looking at the top 20 free agents by the NFL, you know, network, website, whatever, whoever it is. And it looks like it's a heavy – at least from the standpoint of heavy defensive free agent as sure. far as the best players. And going back to what Pete said, I mean, you could see guys like Von Miller because of cap issues in Denver, Malik Jackson. You could have, you know, Muhammad Wilkerson, go down the Pierre Paul. I mean, there's a lot of guys. There's some good corners. Josh Norman, the two kids from St. Louis, Danny Trevathan, linebacker from Denver, good player. If you could load up, I mean, with all the cap room, I mean, it's almost like you're like going to New York City Christmas shopping and not having a credit card limit. I mean, how aggressive can you be, really?
We can be as aggressive as we want. We just have to we have to make sure that there's mutual interest. You know, sometimes
it takes two to tango.
Yeah, you know, we had mutual interest in some players last year. We were very aggressive with and put great deals on the table, better than they signed, but they wanted to stay with their home team. And I can't argue that, and I don't think any coach or GM would say, wow, I can't believe you stayed with this home team. I would hope that we, when the time comes, that we would get that opportunity to keep our guys around. So,
By the way, one of those worked out and one of them didn't.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Randall Cobb worked out. I'm playing role of GM. Oh, I'm glad I didn't get that guy, but I would have liked to have had Devin McCourty.
Sure.
If I'm playing the role of GM.
It usually works out, and, you know, with we drafted Rashad Green in the fifth round, and he led the
pretty
league
good.
In punt returns, and we feel really good about him. So, you make your best shot in free agency, so when you go into the draft, you can go with the draft the best player available.
Is there a scenario where you hit on free agency enough on the defensive side where that number three overall pick, or three? We have, or five. Five, fifth overall pick could be an offensive player?
Sure. I don't think anything's off the table at this point. There's a lot to be done, and I think we'll see what we do in free agency. We'll see what we do with our own players, and then we'll go from there.
See, I can't see any scenario at all whatsoever where the five pick is an offensive player unless you admit the left tackle is a mistake for me. And I don't think he is a mistake, I'll be honest with you. I'm in the minority on that one. I know you're in the minority.
Yeah, trust me, I get killed.
The fans.
Well, there's no minority here because we're on the majority.
We're all in the majority here. Yeah, but Twitter, national perception, local perception.
You know how it is when you go across the league. Is there a fan base that's really enthralled with their left tackle?
No. And the left tackle
Dallas is.
Yeah, Dallas.
But the left tackle position is not.
They played Miami this year, but.
No, but no one knows.
And Cleveland is, but nobody cares.
But guys, I mean, in fairness to that position, too, it's not what it once was.
No,
it's but not. Even beyond that, even when I was playing, sometimes it's a perception position as well.
That's right.
Because the kid, Tyron Smith, who I think is a fabulous player, but he had games where and we saw him, Pete, we talked about it, he really struggled. But no one talks about it because they anointed him before that he's a great left tackle. And vice versa, the guy plays here, Luke Jokel, the perception is he's no good, not very good. Well, he had some really good stretches this season and played really good football. Does the consistency need to go up? Absolutely. We can all talk about it. But to say, I mean, go around.
So basically, then you can't be an offensive player.
Well, because there's not much up there.
I mean, Laramie Tunsil, but you're not going to take him there.
The kid from Notre Dame.
Look at the four offensive tackles left playing. Okay, Vollmer.
He's a right tackle. Solder's the guy who's playing
left tackle. But he's playing left tackle.
Well, I think honestly, with – the way if the Broncos will play the same coverage as the Chiefs, you could go play center, you could play left guard, and I could play left tackle because you don't have to block people because the ball is out of Tom Brady's hands before you can get
but
there.
But think about it, though. Vollmer.
Okay.
Veldier.
He's a decent player. Yeah, solid player.
Michael Orr.
Fairness to Michael Orr, he had a really good year.
For him.
No, but no. Amongst, if you compared it to the rest of the league, what Dave just talking about, I was not a Michael Orr fan before.
He played better.
But hats off, I'm going to call it what it is. I was very critical coming up to this year. I thought he played well this year.
And then Denver's playing.
Who knows?
Whoever.
It's a swinging gate.
Yeah. So the left tackle was once an important position. Is it anymore? That's the question.
I think it's still important, but I think for where we're at, when we look at Luke, can Luke get us to where we want to go?
Yes, and the answer is yes.
To be playing this Sunday and then be playing beyond this Sunday, and clearly it's yes. I know he's had some ups and downs, but, you know, probably more ups this year than down, and I think he still hasn't even hit his ceiling.
All right, here's something that I want to say about Luke Jokel. He needs to call Tony Boselli and work with him.
All right.
I want Luke – I mean, seriously. Well, Luke. Seriously.
We've had this conversation.
But you – pick your brain. You're a wealth of knowledge sitting right here in the building. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't he come talk to you?
You'd have to ask Luke. I mean, that's his prerogative.
Why wouldn't he?
Ask Luke.
Luke, why wouldn't you talk to him? I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. Let him come talk to Luke. Seriously. I mean, and you would help him. You wouldn't say no.
Oh, no. I'd help any of these guys. I talk to them all. I mean, anything that's going to help the organization, I'm all about.
Yeah. I think he needs to get stronger, too.
Yeah, and he works on that. He got stronger from last year to this year. And then he'll continue
to get
stronger.
The biggest problem, Dave, that Luke's going to have this offseason going next year, the last game was atrocious.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully that sticks in his mind.
Well, for him, but I'm talking perception-wise.
Yeah. I don't think
that's what everyone's
and it wasn't just J.J. Watt either. Yeah. No, it was Merciless and the rest of the crew.
I think, you know, he's a mentally tough kid. You saw, you know, he was under a lot of fire the first 2 years. He came back this year and played really, really well for the most part. And then, you know, struggled that last game. So I don't think that's going to affect him at all.
So we got a minute left quickly. And I'm sure we'll have you on before this happens. But the draft coming up, good. Great draft, good draft, average draft, bad draft. Just from a overall.
In my 3 years here, it's better than the 13 draft. It's probably not as good as the 14 draft, and probably on par than maybe last year's draft.
Yeah, but the five of us, now that Osher's in the room, we would have gone high in the 13 draft.
That was a tough one. Very tough. All right. For Tony Buscelli, Pete Prisco. Pete, we should do this more often.
Dave Caldwell from SI.com.
And then from the Jaguar Network.
For MMBQ, he's wearing a repeater now.
Working with Peter King and several other writers, Dave Caldwell. Guys, thanks, and we'll see you next Thursday night.